16. Listening. Exercise 8. Listen to part 3 of the guided tour and see if you were correct. Then complete the sentences using 2 to 3 words. Part 3.
Now let's go over to this wall and have a look at some emoticons. Emoticons in both cultures are alike because they use symbols to show emotions. However, they focus on different parts of the face. Look at the symbols for happy and sad. In the Western emoticons, the mouth goes up or down, while in the Eastern emoticons, the mouth stays exactly the same, a straight line. Moreover, the eyes are happy in one, while they are crying in the other. Look at the symbols for surprise. You'll see the same thing. In the Western surprise emoticon, the mouth is wide open, while in the Eastern one, the eyes are wide open. What does this show us? In the West, people feel that it's healthy to express their emotions and not hold them inside, so they open their mouths wide when they laugh or smile. In the East, people are taught to control their feelings and impulses. Expressing emotions, especially in public, is considered inappropriate and even unhealthy. Now, if someone is trying to hide the way he or she feels, it's harder to control the eyes than the mouth. So looking at a person's eyes will give you more clues about the way he or she feels than looking at his or her mouth.